Good morning. It is 6:02 Monday morning. This is the Very Merry Morning Show with Jeff and Trinity, sitting at 67 degrees outside right now, working our way up to about 85 for our high today. Morning, Trinity.
Good morning, Jeff. And we got a great show for you guys. Big concerts coming our way. So we'll cover all this and more with today's Best Music Magic 105. Here is Taylor Swift and Style.
Maroon 5 Animals on Magic 105, today's best music. It's 6:08. This is the Very Merry Morning Show with Jeff and Trinity.
And the Justin Bieber roast was on Comedy Central last night.
Roast Bieber.
Oh, so much fun. Details next. Here's Justin Timberlake, Not a Bad Thing on Magic 105.
Justin Timberlake, Magic 105, today's best music. This is the Very Merry Morning Show with Jeff and Trinity, 6:13. Good morning.
And it did happen yesterday, as a matter of fact. The Comedy Central roast of Justin Bieber
went
down.
Not a more fitting target out there.
No. And of course, we're really excited to find out that Ron Burgundy made an appearance.
People refer to Mr. Bieber as a kid or a boy. But here's a newsflash, gang. He's a man. A full-grown man who works and loves. A man who sings songs for 9-year-olds and cuts his hair like a gay figure skater.
Now, Martha Stewart also was on the show.
It's kind of sad when Martha Stewart's the one giving him prison advice. Oh. Everybody on the panel, and she's the only one that's an ex-con.
I know. Isn't that ridiculous? Yeah.
Oh, we're so tough. Everybody's tough. And then here's Martha Stewart. It's a good thing.
I wish she would have went up with, like, a teardrop tattoo. It would have been so much better.
Should have shanked
him. 14, Magic 105 with today's best music. Coming in October, a huge concert in El Paso. Details on the way.
Magic 105.
It's different.
Oh, it's good.
Good music.
My favorite station.
Turn your radio up.
Magic 105. Ariana Grande on Magic 105. Today's best music. It's 6:20. She's coming to El Paso. Going to be at the County Coliseum in October.
Huge news.
That's going to be big.
Hasn't gone on sale yet. She added tour dates to her honeymoon tour, which is going on now. She added El Paso to the bill.
That
Everybody's
concert
excited.
Is going to be grande.
It's going to be super grande.
Ariana Grande.
It is 6:21, Magic 105 with today's best music, and Vanessa Dabovich with The Things to Know Before You Go.
Was it a terrorism attack at the NSA? I'm Vanessa Dabovich.
Thank you so much, Vanessa. Coming up next on Magic 105, George Ezra.
Oh my God, nonstop.
Magic 105.
I love it. The best station ever.
Woo! Magic 105, my favorite station.
Ooh, I need you. George Ezra on Magic 105, today's best music. It's 6:27, 56 degrees. We saw him on Saturday Night Live last weekend. Very good performance.
Oh, yeah.
Did
amazing.
That song.
A doobie-doo. Yeah, it's a good song.
Ooh, a doobie-doo.
We got the sports report coming up next on Magic 105. Here's the script, No Good and Goodbye.
This is Magic 105.
Sports. I love you, but I gotta go find a sports bar.
NCAA Women's Final Four is set, and it's all number one seeds. South Carolina will be taking on Notre Dame, and Maryland faces UConn. The NFL came down hard on the Atlanta Falcons and the Cleveland Browns for breaking team rules. The Falcons were busted for pumping artificial noise into the Georgia Dome. They'll be fined $350,000 and have to give up a fifth-round pick in 2016. The Browns were penalized because general manager Ray Farmer sent texts from the press box to the sidelines. He will be suspended for 4 weeks without pay, and the Browns will be fined $250,000. Muhammad Ali's daughter says her dad is Team Pacquiao. Quote, he knows Manny is a great fighter, but it's more about what he does outside the ring. He's such a charitable person. She was asked about Floyd Mayweather, and she went on to say her dad respects him as a fighter, but says he and Muhammad are two very different people. Quote, my dad stood for things. Mayweather, I don't think there's a comparison. The Las Cruces Kings are riding a 3-game win streak. They were victorious over the New Mexico Wolfpack last week, 21-17. And NMSU softball capped off a 4-0 week, including wins over rival New Mexico in a 3-0 start to conference play by winning both WAC Pitcher and Hitter of the Week awards. Carista Donisthorpe and Fiona Finau are the winners, respectively. That has been Magic 105 Sports Report. I'm Jeff Parsons.
Thank you, Jeff. And of course, you can catch the Magic 105 Sports Report weekday mornings at 6:35 a.m. and the replay at 5:30 with Ricky T. Come back to you. Bruno Bruno Mars. That is Young Girls on Magic 105. Today's best music. So, what do one quarter of Americans do every day? Well, they John Hammond. They go commando.
John Hammond.
Yes. It wasn't too long ago when we saw him, you know, causing a little bit of a stir because some photos surfaced. So, showing his obvious preference for commando style.
I think that's his normal look because I've seen tons of photos. Not willingly, but for
you can't
work.
Avoid. Sometimes you see stuff, you don't want it. You can't unsee it. It's like burned in your memory. So this is one of those things.
That's why God created alcohol.
According to a recent fashion poll, 25% of Americans actually leave the house every day without wearing any chonies, guys and girls alike.
Oh.
Yeah, they really enjoy skipping out on the skibbies. Hopefully, the girls are wearing some pants. Ladies.
No, I'm all right without that.
I'm sure you are.
I'm saying for the girls that are doing it, cool. For the guys, gross.
Magic 105's Very Merry Morning Show with Jeff.
He's so awesome. He's so perfect and awesome.
And Trinity.
They call her the cat lady.
Every weekday morning on 104.9.
Tennis court, that's Lord on Magic 105. Stage play today's best music and bringing you the facts, the cold hard facts, folks. Hungry guys? You're attracted to curvy women.
There's some good meat on those bones.
It's a preference for sure. Scientists think that this craving for voluptuous women is based on evolutionary wiring. A woman's shape, especially her chest size, shows her level of fat reserve. So when men see plump women, something tells the guy that this woman has extra access to food.
She got food. Girl, I love her.
So that's a new pickup line. Girl, what you got on my snacks?
I could tell by your butt that you got access to food. I'm hungry.
Tell me about your meatloaf. You use crackers or breadcrumbs.
I think I must be chronically hungry. Because
I don't like the
ultra skinny look. Well, not even just that, but just curves, softness. Comfort. That's what I find that beautiful. It is. It's comfortable. That's beautiful to me.
Maybe the whole time you could have been satisfied if someone just gave you a good sandwich.
All I needed was a Hot Pocket.
Of course you want a Hot Pocket. I just barely got that.
I didn't mean it that way.
Magic 105's Very Merry Morning Show with Jeff and Trinity.
How do men think about women and sex? Now, this is a new survey that came out from Match.com.
Often.
A majority of men say that even if their wife gained a significant amount of weight, they'd stick around. You know why? Because she makes a good sandwich. That's why.
I'm not hungry anymore. I can put up with that.
My club trio brings all the boys to the yard. Let me tell you. Their favorite part of a woman, 19% say her butt. 25 say her boobs.
I say 250% of men are about boobs.
No. You know, there's some men out there that are not boob men.
No, there are. They like other men.
This is today's best music.
24 hours a day.
7 days a week.
It can't stop us.
This is Magic 105.
Hush, Ray, on Magic 105.
This very brave little girl.
Rat.
She's 9 years old and from Barnesville, Minnesota. She walked into the police station to tell cops that her mom and dad were growing drugs under their house. Why did she do this? Because she thought the pot smoking that her parents were doing were hurting her puppies. What a cute little
mark. You never turn state's witness.
Well, she was afraid, like I said, that was making herself as well as her dog sick. And she went in and talked to the police. The police said she was a very smart and very articulate little girl. And it was almost like interviewing an adult narc. Just kidding. She gave some very specific information about things like the types of drug paraphernalia. She knew a lot, more than any young person should know, might I add.
Yeah.
So cops then went and raided the property.
Oh, I thought they probably hooked a wire up on her and sent her in.
No. They found 7 marijuana plants growing under the house, drug paraphernalia, and they did find methamphetamines. So it was very good. The police went in. Charges have not yet been filed. She is now living with her grandparents.
Well, up parents seem to have raised a pretty bright young girl. So.
Right?
Kudos to that.
Yeah,
dummies.
Let's just hope her grandparents aren't criminals because they're going down.
They've got illegal Viagra.
They bought it from my mom.
Magic 105's Very Merry Morning Show.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.